Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Fit Podcast. It's Money Mondays. Myron Gaines.
Fresh Fit CEO.
We're here with special guest Adam Ali, man.
Shout out to him. Thank you for having me.
Let's get into it.
We are back.
Hey, guys. Welcome to Fresh Fit Podcast, man. We got some quick announcements, guys. Patreon.com/FreshFit, where you guys can find all the behind-the-scenes content. We actually just got off of a Zoom call with some of our patrons earlier today.
VIP.
VIP at the 200 tier, guys. We have a weekly Zoom call where we answer questions on fitness, girls,
social media, business, everything you want, bro.
Making money, cryptocurrency.
To become high value.
We had to make fun of one of our guys for investing way too much money into Dogecoin.
The hype coins, man.
Doge, hero
yeah,
coin.
Yeah, bro. Like, oh, God. Anyway, it is what it is. But we had a good discussion, guys. So patreon.com/FreshFit for all that stuff. Also, guys, we're on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. Every single platform that you listen to podcasts, you can listen to us on there. Chris uploads every morning, actually, at 5 a.m. And, yeah, you guys can listen to us on your way to work. Just make sure you have headphones or you're in the car by yourself because you probably will get canceled. Also, guys, merch is in stores, freshfitpodcaststore.com. Again, that is freshfitpodcaststore.com. You guys get the merch. You get the Punisher t-shirts, get the hoodies, for example, t-shirts, and the I Feel Like t-shirts, which I think might be out of stock right now. I don't know if they're still on.
I think it's out of stock.
But, yeah, guys, the I Feel Like t-shirts are selling like hotcakes because that is the number one quote that every girl says every time we say, well, here's a fact that, you know, single mothers are probably a bad bet for a single man.
But I feel like.
So, yeah, guys, go ahead and get that t-shirt and all the others on there. We got the Ninja Watchers one, for example, the Legacy Unplugged Fitness shirts, etc. Also, guys, please do us a favor. We just hit 70K, by the way, on our Clips channel.
Thank you guys for real, man. Guys, we are almost there. 30K more on 100K Clips channel. Let's get it.
85% of the people that watch that Clips channel, Fresh and Fit Clips, are not subscribed to the channel.
Why?
If you guys were subscribed, we would be well over 100,000 on that channel. Guys, please, hey, Chris, let's go through it with them. Show them how to subscribe to the Fresh Fit Clips channel. So
the whole process.
Yeah, we're going to show you guys the, since some of you guys tend to be.
Retard alert.
We're going to help you guys out. So you hit Fresh Fit Clips, right? You go into the channel. And then from there, you hit that big red button.
Subscribe.
AKA, yeah, buddy.
Then click all. And then click the icon.
Yep. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. And then, guys, we post every single day on here clips. So if you don't have, you know, 2-3 hours to watch the full episode, you could go ahead and watch that. And get it down in bite-sized sizes, man. And, yeah, it's hilarious. So it's free, man. It's free, man. So help us out, guys. Help us hit 100,000 on there while, you know, so we can flex on the haters. And then
50K on my channel, man. 50K Trey. We did a workout, me and Trey. Okay, funny story. Trey was like, yo, bro, I'm hungry. I said, no, we're going to the gym. We go to the gym. 50K Trey's in there. And we did a pretty good workout. So check it out. This is the latest video. Working out with Trey. It's pretty funny. Yo, go to like 1 minute. There you go. Wait, Trey's right there. Hold on. A little bit more. More. Further in. A little more, Chris.
Yeah.
No, I mean.
It's buffering.
He's working out, actually. You can see really? Trey. Yeah. This is so funny,
damn,
bro.
Damn, Trey, you ugly as hell, nigga.
Wait, go. Hold up. Some more.
No wonder you don't want to be on camera.
There you go. That's him. He's working out. Yo, I'm so proud of Trey, man. He's finally working out, bro.
Hey!
Okay, Trey.
Okay, Trey.
Okay, stop it. Yeah,
all right, going back to the show.
Oh, man. Guys, we're also on Twitch, so follow us there. Yeah. Guys, we got a special guest today, man.
Hey, man, we got Adam Ali in the house, man.
Yeah.
Hey, so what's up, bro? And guys, he has a YouTube channel as well. It's Adam Won't Lose. Can we pull that up real quick?
Everyday Hustle.
It's Everyday Hustle, yes. I was thinking of Instagram. Guys, get on his YouTube channel. Go ahead and subscribe. Click that button on the top right.
Yep.
Adam, can you introduce yourself to the people, man?
For sure. Yeah, my name is Adam Ali.
I am originally from Toronto, but I live in Atlanta.
Shout out to the six.
Shout out to the six, Canada.
Yeah. Six, love you guys.
Yeah. We
what you do
Canada.
To the six?
We don't know why,
man,
bro.
They like us, man.
I don't know why. Okay.
Shout out to Canada, man. I love Canada.
I love all the girls there, so.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, summertime now. I'm a proud father of three, Samia, Zane, and Aya. I would say I'm a serial entrepreneur. Who just stays hustling. Everything I do is legal and just connecting the dot. That's what I do. Just having fun. Try to motivate people in the process, take people behind the scenes and just show up the most authentic content that I can share with the world. Mm-hmm. So it's been amazing so far.
That's fire. Yeah. Bro, I gotta know though, how'd you get the name Adam Won't Lose? Cause I know you're an entrepreneur through and through, but like what gave you that name Adam Won't Lose?
10 years ago, actually, 2011, I started a brand called I Won't Lose, iwontlose.com. I own that, by the way.
There you go.
That phrase. And I had to come up with something. I just put the Won't Lose and Adam together. It's not that deep. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just figured, like, I always had this not losing mentality. Even if I, like, fell short, I would still learn the lesson or try to find the lesson. So to me, it was like, how can you lose? I can never lose because I'm always going to find the win. So I just been sticking with it.
That's important, man, because as an entrepreneur, like, you're going to lose sometimes. It's a part of life. You're still breathing, so you can't give up. That's very true.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Fall down once, get up twice, right? So so can you tell us a little bit about you're from Canada, Toronto. Can you tell us a little bit about your upbringing, you know, what your family structure was like, how it was growing up in Canada?
Yeah. Lived with my mom, my dad, my brother and sister in a tough neighborhood in Toronto.
Was it Scarborough?
Nah, it's Jane and Finch, which is probably recognized as the most dangerous place you can be raised in Canada. But I'm not here for that.
Okay. Is that like the equivalent to like Detroit in the United States, I guess, maybe?
Pretty much. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. But, you know, one thing I will say growing up was I showed a passion around just playing basketball. So like everybody in the hood would just like protect me, you know, like they never lured me into that stuff. Like I would go to any of the blocks and just play basketball.
Okay.
So no one bothered me. So I give God all the credit for protecting me when I was a youth, cause it could have gone left for sure. A lot of my peers are just mixed up my mom convinced my dad that she wanted to move to Africa, back to Tanzania. That's my original background.
Okay. Damn. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, back in 99. And we were supposed to move to Atlanta. My dad wanted to move to Atlanta back in 99. And
is your dad American?
No, he's also from back
he's
home.
He's also he's Tanzanian.
Kenyan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my mom ended up convincing my dad we moved to Tanzania. And I lived in Africa for like 3-4 years during a little bit of my teenage years, which certainly shaped me to become the person that I am today. You know, I don't regret moving there, even though I
appreciate a first world country, I guess.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My parents did that to me, too, when I was a teenager. I went back to Egypt for like a few months and I was like, this sucks. Made me have a newfound appreciation.
Try 3-4 years.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
I never even talked about this, but I ended up running away. After 4 years without my parents knowing, like I found my passport, saved my money, and I left.
Because
I just was like, what's the point of this? I get the point.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, so yeah, I've never shared that with anybody.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, my parents didn't talk to me for a few years. But that's what lit the fire in me that, like, I can't fail. Like, I can't get lured into nonsense. Like, if I'm leaving that place with my parents, mm-hmm. I got to show up. And I was focused from 16. Like, I've been living on my own since 16. I was just like laser focused. There's no way I can like let these streets take me, or like I was just focused.
I don't know what it is, man. Something about like that. This is why like I've noticed like first generation parents, when they bring their kids to the United States or to Canada or any like developed first world country, it's that there's this certain ambition that you can't really get anywhere else. Because like when you come from like a country that is so poor that you can't fail. and then you come somewhere here like the United States or Canada, whatever. That's why I say a lot of people that are in first world countries are pussies, man. Like, you guys don't know the opportunities you guys have. You guys crying, oh, I feel tired today. And it's like, bro, there's people that can't even drink clean water.
Yeah, I call it, like, what's the word? Immigrant power.
Yeah.
Like, immigrants that come here, bro, and hustle, they make it happen. Like, I'm from Barbados, bro. Pretty much, we're like a poor country. It's pretty small. But we're very developed at the same time. But like, coming here, I said, my parents were like, just like living life, 40 years at a senior job. I was like, what? Hey, man, I'm going to make it happen. You got to.
You have to.
Yeah.
No excuses. Like, you're here. You can't get lured into these things, man, that are just
distractions,
man. You got to stay focused. So yeah, I was just laser focused, started that, you know, because of that, I was always like motivated. I used to write stuff on my wall and quotes and stuff like that. Just trying to stay focused, keep myself away from people. You know, that's why I always say I give God all the credit when I was a youth, because who knows what could have happened. And that was the birth of the brand I Won't Lose at that time. It was just kind of like, I just want to succeed by any means. I'm not going to get lured into any of these gangster shit. None of that. I'm staying focused.
Africa will straighten you out, bro.
Yeah.
Man, I've seen things, man. Man, I'll never forget, man. I was walking down from eating breakfast, and I see this kid eating toothpaste. Like, real shit, like eating toothpaste. And wow. I was just like, dude.
Whoa.
Imagine eating toothpaste. The kid was eating a red toothpaste, like nothing.
It's funny. My mom would always say, don't spoil your food, because there's kids in Africa that are hungry as hell. And I ain't never seen it. But I do spoil food.
So yeah, I do. You know, and I don't want to sit here and just talk about that's what Africa is beautiful.
Oh, no,
and
of course.
There's classes and there's phenomenal things that are happening over there. But, you know, the separation is massive, you know, it's there.
So people in the West are coddled, man. If I'm going to be honest, like, I'll be the asshole to say, a lot of you guys are fucking pussies. Like, you go to a poor country and you see what's going on. It'll give you a newfound. For any of you guys that aren't motivated,
you need travel.
You know what? Go ahead. Get a plane ticket. Go out to Africa somewhere. Go to North Sudan, guys. You know, go to Egypt. Go to these poor countries, Tanzania, and like spend like, you know, a couple weeks or a month out there and see how much people struggle. And then it's going to make you realize, damn, I'm pissing away my potential out here. What I'm in the West, you know.
Facts. So
no excuses, man.
There's really no excuses.
It's just like the ghetto here and there is just different. Like, one place you got running water, like you have running water.
Yeah. Yo, facts. Just that. It's funny to me, right? The ghetto here isn't that bad compared to like Barbados, where I'm from. Like, bro, you got nothing. All you got is like fruits on a tree. It's that much. So it's crazy, bro. So I can't imagine Africa. Super chats.
Yep. Yeah, we'll hit these super chats real quick. Okay.
Jay Blaze 11. Talk to a BP worker, blue pill worker. It's sad he doesn't even realize he's blue pill. His wife didn't even put his name on the house. Thank you for better mindset. Jeez. God damn, bro.
Stupid.
Oh, man. Yo, he's done, bro. your boy Odom. Talk about how women will make a man a father before a husband. $10. That's very true, bro.
That's true.
That's very true. Donnie Breeze, $5. Love the show. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
King Chris with a $5 super sticker. Thank you, King Chris.
Thank you, Chris. Izzy,
$10. Yo, can we get a low-profile F&F shirt, maybe with a small logo on a shirt pocket? Would love to wear one during work without getting fired, you know?
That's funny, bro. Crazy.
That's hilarious, bro. Buy one BBL, get one free. Thank you so much. $5, get sad. Money Mondays don't get as much viewers as The Late Show. This advice helped me expand my bag. Absolutely, bro. You got to remember, bro, there's a reason why so many people are broke and in debt, because they don't take the time to learn how to make money and get their finances in order. Beats by AS3. Jane and Fitch, a lot of Toronto rappers from there. I'm from Houston, though. Salute. Okay.
There you go.
Jane and Fitch. Okay. Yeah. And then we got Greg Heslop, $10 Canadian. Shout out to the six. Yo, from Regent Park, which was rough, but none of us stepped foot into Jane and Fitch. LOL, respect, brother. We got out and succeeded. Okay.
Shout out to Regent Park.
And then Nate got keys.
Hey, what's up, Nate?
Nate.
Facts.
That's the guy, man.
Got keys, man.
That's the guy, man.
And then Sed Led, $5. Thought he was Somali. Shout out East Africa. And then we got...
Hold on. Nate, when you come in, bro? We need you on the show, man. They got keys, brother.
I was talking to Nate like 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He's a good guy, man. Very good guy.
Hell yeah.
Keem San, $10. Spent 6 months in West Africa. Loved it, but it was a humbling experience. Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Sometimes you got to, you know, lose some things that you have to actually value it, you know?
That's true.
Wayne, $15.
You know, there's a massive difference, though. Like, the hoods here, they're infatuated with that living. You're not infatuated over there.
Yeah, facts. Yeah.
Yeah, it's hoods here for sure.
Yeah.
But you throwing signs. You loving this shit almost.
Glorified.
You know what I'm saying?
Glorified it.
Glorified. Yeah. Nobody glorifying that shit over there.
Yeah,
like, this, I'm trying to get the fuck out of there.
Dude, even Cubans, man, they travel over the sea just to get here, bro. Opportunity.
Yep.
So it's tough, man.
Yep. Wayne, $15. I've been to parts of Central America that can only be reached by plane or boat. We got it great in America.
Facts. Yeah, man. Yo, Colombia, bro. Venezuela. It's, yeah. It's tough, man.
Josh G, $5. Glad I found this podcast. Wish it was sooner. Hey, man. You're
here
now,
brother.
Right?
You're here now, man.
Angry Sonic, New Zealand. $10. Thank you so much for the super
that's
sticker.
Ugly ass emoji, bro.
Trouble Cap Myron. Hey, thank you, bro. $10. I think that's A. I forget what country. A. All right. Facts. My fiance is from Lima, Peru, and she doesn't have hot water. It makes me appreciate Australia 100% more.
Down under.
More. Yeah. Shout out to Australia.
Down and then from Merton Bucks and Up.
Yeah. Okay. So, Adam, can you tell us what got you into YouTube?
Yeah, so I was a personal trainer. That was okay. Like my first profession, you know, coming out of college and just to brand myself.
Where'd you go to college?
I went to Humber College.
Humber
in Toronto.
Okay. Kinesiology?
Fitness and health promotion.
Okay.
Yeah, so essentially I just wanted to brand myself as a trainer and I just thought about, you know, social media.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what sparked me to get on in front of a video. And I was just creating motivational videos, just inspire people and ultimately led me to more, clients and eventually selling programs online. I feel like, you know, I started early selling programs online.
Okay.
Now it's like a must-have yeah. For people.
What year was this around when you
2011.
Got into 2011 is when you got into personal training. Then you started like expanding and getting onto the online side.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Which is great, man, because you know training in person sucks.
Well,
like,
you're
training
capped.
For money.
Yeah, you're capped. Yeah. You know,
because unless you're going to charge them like super high ticket.
Because online, you can actually scale up your business.
Yeah. So, go ahead.
Yeah, no. Go ahead. So you were saying you got into personal training, and then what is that how you like got into YouTube at first? Is like as a fitness channel or?
Yeah, I started my motivational videos, a four-part series where I was just inspiring people. It was kind of like Nike commercials style. I ended up getting sponsored by a supplement company, and some of the videos went viral. It was cool. It was just fun, and I was getting branded as a personal trainer. And then we were like, me and my former spouse was like, okay, we want to take it to the next level. She's doing YouTube too. Mm-hmm. She wanted to move to LA. Mm-hmm. So we moved to LA and then there was a baby in the oven. And then that's what kind of started the whole family dynamics and the content around
family
that.
Channels do really
yo,
well.
I'm not gonna lie. Family channels make bank. And I'm like, yo, what's the CPM? Okay. You might not want to share, but like, how does it monetize so well? I'm like curious to find out like, because the CPM is high as fuck. I just want
to. I used to think family channels like, oh, this is stupid, whatever. But then I realized like, nah, bro, with a family channel, you can literally reach like a crazy audience and everyone loves watching those, man. Yeah. And I was like,
shout to the Prince family.
Yeah.
They're killing it too.
Yeah.
Crazy.
How did that go, the CPM? I don't know. It's all the ads in the middle. You know, if there's a 20-25 minute video, you guys know this. Like, all these ads are just coming. But that's before there was not much long form videos. So now it's the normal thing now, but before like YouTube was favoring that type of content.
Gotcha.
So essentially that, and you know, the thing about family content is if you're watching that on a consistent basis, you build that rapport with someone. You almost feel like I've been to places and people are crying when they see like myself and I'm like, because they spent like 2 years
watching
you every single day, and they see you
a part of your family.
Yeah, they feel like they're a part of the family, so you build that connection with your.
They
audience.
Give you like a gift of something that you like on the show that you like. Blog
yeah,
some, about
yeah,
time.
Something you might have said, and then they bring it to you in real life.
Someone did it to us.
Yeah,
Frank Castle.
Yeah.
No, okay, but I'll say this though: family channels do have a thing where you can hit multiple targets because you got a guy, a girl, and then kids.
Yes,
so everyone
yes.
can watch it. So
yeah, what typically happens is they all have those spin-offs. Like the kids will have their kids' content. Mm-hmm. The lady has her beauty, makeup, whatever. The dude is probably doing fitness or motivation or cars, whatever. Yeah. So
that makes sense.
Spin-offs.
Okay.
So you were vlogging. What was that like, man? To do that every single day. I always say vlogging is extremely difficult.
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah.
It's tough.
It's
yeah. It has its pluses. It has its cons. I feel like I'm still feeling the ramifications of it where because I was so used to capturing content consistently, I can't stay still.
Mm.
Like just chilling at the beach and kind of just like, I feel like I'm supposed to be documenting this.
Yes.
So I'm still feeling that till this very day and I'm trying to stay still, you know, I'm like, I'm doing better. I don't do any more family content, right, but I still feel that pressure.
Yeah, from the years of being so consistent, of vlogging, now it's like you're out and you're like, I'm wasting potential content that I could be filming right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so much natural human dialogue is happening around me. Like, damn, I wish I caught this. This would have been great.
Because I remember Casey Neistat did an interview where he was saying, like, literally he would like panic if he didn't upload a video a day.
Mm.
And that's crazy. Like, that pressure is on you, bro. Like, dude, right now I'm posting videos kind of like low budget raw footage and I'm pressured already. I can't imagine edits and all that stuff like in between, like what you guys did.
Especially at when they're doing vlogs like Casey Neistat, like, man, they're doing the crazy transitions
high
and
quality,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? And like 7K and shit. Like, you're just like, bro, what the hell? You know? So
that.
But yeah, no, vlogging is definitely the hardest way to grind on YouTube by far. Super chats real quick and the next question.
Cool.
Yeah, sure. Okay. By the way, yeah, guys, quick announcement. We are getting new emotes. For Twitch. So don't worry, they're on the way. You guys,
including my foot,
we will deliver.
I won't show it this stream, but you know, maybe tonight.
We'll be smooth, $10 Canadian. Big up, Fresh, for knowing about Scarsborough. Those are my ends. Six represent, absolutely.
Yeah, man.
Canicus.
Hello, girls.
Just saying thanks. You helped me get motivated, and next month I start a new trucking job at twice the pay. Just haven't been able to catch you live before.
Awesome,
now.
Brother. Good job, man. Blessings. There you go.
Congratulations on your job. GTuck 805. You guys opened my eyes, and I'm grinding for myself.
You got to.
Yes, my friend. Grind for yourself, not for these hoes. Go ahead.
Okay. So next question.
You guys are you guys have created something. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, you're gonna probably get some hate, but these conversations need to occur.
Yeah.
Right. And you can't imagine how much light bulb moments you're providing for people and having them pivot. It's amazing. You have no idea.
I didn't think about that.
It's funny because like even our content,
light bulb moment and then pivot. That's true.
Yeah.
I
wish we had this when we were growing up, but we didn't. Big brothers like say, hey bro, don't do this, don't do that. Like, it helps, man.
Yeah.
So that's question, right? It's kind of funny because I did the same thing. Only thing I exited pretty early, but I got married, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. 3 years ago. And I learned a lot from that experience, right? But obviously, you know, you've been there. You have kids. You did the whole nine yards. How was that experience, you would say, to everyone on the panel? Like, was it good? Was it bad? Can you tell us like some of the upsides and the downsides of it?
Well, what I'll say is that the highest frequency, the highest human frequency is, you know, authentic love. And if that is displayed, you can't really have regret. Like, even though it turned sour eventually, like that's what it was at one point. And these things happen, you know, people grow apart through just knowledge, through different paths, whatever. Mm. But, you know, because it was intertwined with work and constant pressure and me being the manager of my former spouse and just kind of, you know, delegating tasks and, you know, all these hats, overshadows the partner, the husband, you know. So, you know, it was hard. It was a balancing act that got the best at the end, you know, of us. And it's all good. Like, it's tough, you know, especially with kids involved.
Of course, yeah.
Now, you know, I don't know. Right now, my outlook on co-parenting is like, this should get away. You can make it work, try. But we ran our course.
Right.
You know, I thoroughly believe in that. Would I do it again, get married again? I think so. As long as, you know, the right reasons are there and it's built off of a good foundation. The foundation that was built on ours was like, there was just our backs were against the wall constantly. Like we were in reaction mode constantly, right? Like, we're moving to LA because we want to pivot our career. A kid is there. Okay, 6 months into it, we got to find a house and, you know, save up, buy a house. Next kid comes after that. And it's just kind of like bam, 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 bam. Just reaction mode. There was no real control of our life. And then you add people, millions of people looking at us and all this, you know.
Yeah. Because you guys had a big, like a huge channel. You guys were, you know, a lot of views.
Yeah, it was certainly a lot, for sure.
I'll say this. Like, normally, relationships are very tough. Add YouTube to that as well. Yeah. Man, that's a lot of pressure, bro. That's a lot.
Facts.
So people, kudos people to you, bro.
Because they're dissecting everything, right? Like,
yeah.
the car seat, you know, maybe one part got pulled out while the kid was moving, and you now you're the worst parent ever.
Of course, yeah. Wow, yeah.
Bro, you don't wear a seatbelt. How dare you?
Yeah, seriously, bro. Like, just
how dare you?
I mean, they're out here complaining about us, complaining to us about stupid stuff like, oh, Myron, you didn't say this on this show or whatever. And I'm just like, what? Like, shut up. And that gets annoying. I could only imagine if they're like nitpicking you about being a parent too, bro.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You know, you got a bunch of, you know, Monday morning quarterback parents like, oh, yeah, you should do this. It's like, bro.
You know, while I still say that, you know, I've never met a hater in my life.
Yeah,
that's true.
So, like, 10 years, I've never met none of y'all, ever. I've done meet and greets literally in the middle of the street, thousands of people, like, pulling up. I've never met them. So I think as long as you focus on, I love looking at how much likes versus dislike, and it's always 98.9, 99, 97, the most. So for the most part, the content is valued, and I think I just focus on the positive of stuff. And for any creator who's looking, you know, like, who's watching this, I would say just focus on what the real numbers are.
That's true, because let's face it, right? You go out in public.
Oh, yeah.
They don't show no hate. They just show love. But behind a computer screen, you're this and you're that.
Yeah.
All right, bro. It's fine.
Or making continuous videos about you as if we're going to, like, respond or something. Like, bro, you're
did you see what was it? Idris Elba yesterday or the other day, what he said about how he was pretty much saying that if you are verified on social media, you have to provide identity and everybody knows who you are. Mm-hmm. But why is there secrecy with the general population? People can come and say whatever they want and they're protected. He's like, everyone should be showing their ID in order to be on social media.
Oh, damn.
I think he started something.
Oh, okay.
He's like, why, you know, why are these, you know, extremes and racists and trolls just free to say whatever they want? Like, say it with your name, not your username.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So
that would instantly he started go
something.
Down. Yeah.
Wasn't there a South Park episode where that happened, where, like, they figured out who was talking shit behind a computer screen? I forgot that episode.
We need that show more than with that Busters or whatever that cheater show is. Find that troll.
Yeah, find the troll, man. Yeah, that would be great, bro. That would be great. Okay, let's Chris, anything else or no?
Yeah, I think we have two more.
Okay, I'll read these super chats real quick. Okay, we got Sydney McDowell. Hey, shout out to Australia again. Adam, you're so right about how critical these conversations are. And the pivot moments. I actually love the Men Two Men podcast over late nights with the girls. Hey, man.
Yeah.
That's where you get the real stuff, man.
Facts.
The Shaq channel for, okay. A question for Adam. This is from Wayne Tenars. Do you think you would still be married if you didn't have a business with your ex? It's up to you, Adam, if you want to.
It's hard to say. Like, I naturally fell into that role of supporting her. She needed it at that moment.
Yeah.
And it's just the natural thing of a partner. So
yeah,
it was meant to happen, because crediting her, it made me sharp to become the person that I am career-wise and what I got going on, what I continue to do. Because one thing I'll say about my ex-wife, she put my back against the wall 100 million times, and I had to show up. But here's the problem with that. Mm-hmm. There was never boundaries set. It was fun to always to step up to the challenge versus, like, hold up, okay, like, let's set up some boundaries here. There was a lack of balance. It was just back against the wall constantly.
Always on the back foot is not good, you know. You can obviously, you know, maneuver here and there, but, you know, constantly is that's tough. Can you tell us about being a dad? What's that like?
Yeah, man,
you're not a dad.
That's scary to me, bro.
Bro, I mean, we just womanizers.
I'll be real, I do have a son.
What do you mean you got to be real?
All right. So my son, guys, he's a miniature version.
You've never
of me.
Mentioned this?
No. This is the first time on here. So, guys, I got to be real with you, right? I have a son. His name is Hero. He's a white Shiba Inu. He's a dog. No, I have no kids, man. Just kidding. Go ahead.
You've been saving that one, eh? You couldn't wait.
A little bit. Go ahead.
It's a humbling experience to know that there are kids, there's some other little human beings who require you to step up. It puts a fire on you, and when you wake up, there's no more like waking up at 10, 11. No, there's mouths to be fed here, there's diapers to be changed. And you just get laser focused, you know, you got to provide and show up, you know, with intent and, pass on, you know, values. You for me, it's just about like becoming better so that can trickle down to them.
And you have a point about having kids. The drive it brings in men, right? You see all the time on the show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I always say, like, there's no better motivator for a man to succeed and become, like, better than children. Because everything you do, like, or I need to earn more money, or I need to work more hours, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Like, children are, like, probably one of the best, like, I guess I would say, not literally, but, like, coals to the furnace of ambition, you know? Because they'll make you do things that you otherwise might have not done when you were single or whatever, because you need to earn that extra income for them.
Yeah, from your experience, would you say you're ever ready for a kid? Like anybody in general?
None of my kids, I was ready for a kid. Mm-hmm. It was just life occurred and stepping up to the occasion. I feel like if for those who do plan it out, that's fantastic. That is ideal. Mm-hmm. But how ideal is everything in life, really, right? So it's just embracing the challenges. Mm-hmm. It's more on God's timing than our time. And so.
And it's three children, right? What are the ages?
One's about to be 7, 5, and pretty much 2.
Okay. And you vlog with them too, right? How's that?
Currently?
Yeah.
No, they appear in my content.
Okay.
My everyday hustle content. I don't like vlog. I don't hold the camera no more. That's the one thing that I've changed in the 10 years of producing content. Now is like after holding the camera, giving people that perspective, which they enjoyed, I was like, you know what? I'm over that now. Mm-hmm. I'm just taking you guys behind the scenes of what I do, the various hustles I got going on.
Gotcha. Speaking of hustles, can you tell us a bit about your companies? You entrepreneur, obviously you have a couple of different business ventures. Can you tell us about those?
For sure. I'll start off by saying I have 2 children books.
Okay, nice.
That I co-authored with my daughter's aunt, who's a doctor. Working on the 3rd one now. I have a beard oil product. It's called the Everyday Hustle Premium Beard Oil. You can check it out on Amazon.
Looking clean, man.
Yeah, sure. Right here.
You gotta keep it there.
We got it right here for you.
Actually, yeah, we got the link up for you guys right now.
Check it out, man.
So you got
a
beard and you're trying to keep it nice and clean.
Yeah.
There's Everyday the beard oil hustle. Right there.
Bam. I like the packaging. It's clean. It's
very dope.
Yeah, that's how you keep your beard.
It's made strictly for hustlers. So all you couch potatoes, just don't even go. Skip it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's on the go. You just spray, comb, go.
Damn. Okay. That's fire.
Nice.
Yeah. So I work with various brands on an ongoing basis. I would say that's probably my biggest income generator, just sponsored content. I do create content on YouTube. I do podcasts, and you guys appeared on my podcast, which was one of my best ones I've had so far.
Fire interview, man.
Yeah, it was fiery. I was swearing a lot.
No, it's all good. And then I also do, you know, Les Brown. What's the guy? Yeah, pretty much, whatever. Les Brown. Mm-hmm. I do like motivational audio recording.
Is it E? The hip-hop preacher?
Yep. Yes. What's his name again?
E.T.
E.T. Eric Thomas.
Eric Thomas. There you go.
Yeah, so I do stuff like what he does.
Okay.
Motivational audio recording. You can check that out on Spotify. What else? Yeah, I'm a part co-owner of a restaurant back in Toronto. Do a little bit of real estate. I just get it where I can. I'm just running around with a plug. If it makes sense, I'm going to plug it. Mm-hmm. And just...
Diversified.
Somewhat, yeah.
Nice. So real estate, beard oil, part owned. Do you want to shout out the restaurant or no?
Yeah, Tahini Express.
Tahini Express.
Find it right when you come out of the Toronto airport.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, guys,
we need to go there, man.
Yeah, go check it out.
We need to go to Toronto soon, man.
Yeah, we definitely need to open
that border.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. Yeah. Like,
well, I think we can go in. The problem is them coming out. And then when they go back, they got to get vaccinated.
No, Americans can't go in.
Oh, we can't go in?
No.
Oh, never mind then.
Oh, never mind.
But the rules always change. Who knows? A couple of weeks, they might change it.
Because we're talking on a Zoom call with a guy, and he was saying, like, oh, no, you guys could come. I was like, are you sure, bro?
Because
I know.
Shout out to Doug Ford.
Yeah, because Canada, has Toronto even opened back up yet? Like,
it is.
It finally opened back up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn. Man. It's funny because all the girls are coming over here.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying that part.
Yeah.
Fresh nose.
Shut up, Chris.
Yes. What else do I do? And then I got a few. I still do fitness, but not as a trainer. I stopped that like 8 years ago.
Uh-huh.
But I do have some fitness ventures. I work with Ace Hood.
Okay.
I'm working with.
I'm definitely gonna talk about that.
Maria Jose back out in LA. SheStuff.com and Ace Hood's program #Shredded.com. So yeah, I'm kind of all over the place, but like it's controlled.
Yeah. And with the real estate, are you like, do you own like property, or are you a part of like a syndicate? Like, what do you do with the real estate?
Yeah, exactly? A pre-built that's going to be ready hopefully next year.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
So people always say to us on the channel, hey, man, I want to do YouTube as a business, right? Mm-hmm. And they're like, how much money do I need to invest? Is it worth it? Should I quit my job for YouTube? What advice would you give to somebody saying versus should they do YouTube or do a business? What would you say?
Well, I think you guys can speak about it very intelligently because you guys clearly turned YouTube into like you dumped 100K. I remember you telling me like you took, you know, you bet on yourself.
Yeah.
I think you got to really bet on yourself. Be consistent. I always tell people, give yourself about a year. Right,
we said all the time.
You guys that. Say that too.
Yeah,
we said like, are you willing to make videos for a year without getting paid?
Oh, okay. At all.
Yeah, at I'm all. With that for sure. And that's because a lot of time people want to do stuff they're not even really passionate about. They just see the byproduct of what other creators are doing. They want to do it. And here's the thing: you may even do it and even do it better, but you might end up in a dark place.
Yeah.
From a psychological standpoint, because this was something you were never intended to do. You just looked at the byproduct.
I want the clout. I want the fame or whatever.
Exactly.
You know?
I'm going to be a little bit personal here. So I started doing pranks on YouTube, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm a prankster, you know, funny guy, whatever. But
not really funny, but okay.
Man, I try to be. But and shout out to Nate, man. I started doing gold digger pranks, right? And it was fun at the beginning. Mm-hmm. But then it wasn't fun because then I realized how much time you got to put into each video, going out in public.
Yeah.
It was tough. And it's like, yo, like, how do you do these videos every single day? So to me, it was like, you know what? If I continued on this path, it would have been dark for me because I was like, I'm not happy right now. It's kind of like, it's not fun anymore.
Yeah.
So at some point, you got to figure out, okay, what is my niche? What is my lane? Mm-hmm. What am I passionate about? Because if you try to do it for the money grab, I'm telling you right now, it's not going to be satisfying at all. So
for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, not only that, it's just, pranks are tough too as well.
Yeah, like, social really media, like once you start and you feel like you have a passion for creating content, then it becomes a game of consistency and reinventing yourself.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Right?
Coming up with new ideas.
Reinventing yourself is so like massive because things are always changing. What was hot last year is corny now.
Yep.
You know, you got to keep reinventing yourself.
The trends.
Yeah.
That's a good thing about our podcast, though. We can bring in different people from different walks of life and always stay relevant in that sense. But yeah, you're right. You got to be trendy.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to know, you know, you got to be on it with contemporary events as well, you know, and then adapt. Because obviously YouTube has changed significantly over the 10 years you've been on the platform. I know from the way it used to be where everyone was monetized. Now it's like, oh, no, well, you have to do this to get monetized.
Yes.
They're trying to
moderate that, but with all these thresholds and 1,000 subscribers, I don't know, 4,000 hour watch time, which deters a lot of people.
Yeah. And but, now it's even harder because they run ads on your stuff now without you even reaching that anymore. Just recently in 2021, like they run
I've
ads
heard
on
about
your
this.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Regardless.
So they're banking whether before you even hit those thresholds.
Facts.
Wow.
They're like, we're going to make money off you regardless.
I'll never forget, bro. Like, I got monetized, bro. It took them like 2 weeks before they actually gave me like the okay.
Yeah,
that whole 2 weeks,
we're
making
is
money.
Good. Yeah? Some people wait a month.
Damn. I was mad though. I was like, bro, you guys are finessing me, but hey, that's what it is. Shout out to YouTube, man. but yeah, so I'm curious because you had a question earlier about Ace Hood. So what celebrities have you worked with you know, through your career on YouTube, you would say, that you could actually say on camera?
I don't know. I mean, I've had a lot of cool people show up in my content and stuff like that, but I just saw a void in Ace Hood. Like, he's the most shreddest rapper in the game, hands down, and I was shocked that he didn't have a fitness program. I thought he did. Shout out to his wife Sheila. I reached out and Sheila, I was communicating with her, and
she's a ride or die, bro, for real. From what I've seen, bro, she's a true one. Yeah,
man. She made Ace Hood step up just intellectually, and then he became something else too. So I know their conversations now are hella deep.
Damn.
But and that's so important. Finding a woman who makes you rise to the occasion, find yourself, right? And anyhow, so yeah, I found that void within him, and knowing that I've created fitness membership platforms, I had one. I did operations around that. I pretty much just emulated that with him and shout out to our 2,000 plus members.
Damn.
Yeah.
There you
go. So it's like a subscription based like fitness.
It's a one time payment. You sign in and you get access to all his workouts, his amazing motivational videos, ongoing bonuses, an exclusive community. It's
nice.
Cool,
so it's just a one time fee.
It's a one time payment and it's relatively low. It's $35.
Holy
one time.
Crap.
Yeah, one time.
Nice.
And you know, and Ace Hood, like, we had to make a decision because His passion is music.
Okay.
Bottom line, right? Yeah, like, he doesn't want to come off as a fitness trainer. Yeah, this just needs to be an extension
of what he
the
does.
Overall umbrella of what he has to offer. Mm-hmm. So I understand that, because if you're gonna do a subscription, you need to do ongoing content, ongoing value, added value to people. And
of course,
he just does not have that capacity.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just working on music and other things.
Yeah, working on music projects and touring and stuff.
So I just gotta scale what we got going on through ads and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
He sends me stuff on an ongoing basis, but like, it's not.
How'd you guys meet?
Like I said, I just reached out to him via social media.
Okay. Okay.
And then
nice.
Sheila just responded back to me.
Okay. Yeah.
The power of social media, man. And networking.
Hell yeah. But just, you know, I was confident in what I could do. And for those who are tuned in, like, that's the name of the game, finding voids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you can find a void from people and have a solution for it, there's money to be made there.
Yeah.
Facts.
You know, sometimes people just reach out to people and it's just like, you have nothing to offer, or you're around people who make money. You just have nothing to offer. That rappers are surrounded by yes men so much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these yes men need to find something to bring value to this artist here, to scale this, because that rapper eventually is not going to be hot no more.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Right.
Facts.
And he ain't going to be trickling money down your way.
Yep. Yep. And that's why a lot of them lose money, is because they're surrounded by people that don't necessarily add. They just take, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, I mean, it's important to have steppers around you, but like, get that business side to going.
Even look at Trey and Chris, man. They saw a void. Hey, you need a moderator for the show. I'll come and help out.
Mm.
Trey was like, yo, sound engineer. I think Chris helped out with that too as well. And you. So like, they found a void in our content. Hey, how can we add value to you guys?
Yeah, your guys' sound sucks. I'm here now. You know?
Shout out to Nintendo Base in the chat, man.
Hey, hey, shout out to you, man.
Cool YouTuber.
On YouTube is more important than any other platform. Facts. Yep. There's a reason why these, I'll say, you guys can, you know, this is my comment here, is that what Myron's going to say, not people at the table. There's a reason why these bimbos can't hack it on here and they're big on Instagram only, guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've said it before. I've seen chicks, and we brought them on the show too, have a million plus followers on Instagram. And I use women because, like, a lot of the time, like, it's women that have the biggest followings on Instagram, not the dudes. And they come on our YouTube channel. We do an interview with them and they're whack. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, yo, you have zero charisma. Like, you would never last on YouTube.
So, oh, yeah. We also got a P.O. Box. I made one today, actually. So here we go.
Oh, I got one too. You made another one?
What's the address? No.
I got one.
What is it?
It's let me find it on
see?
The phone.
See? See? That's why I had to go make one this morning. That's the P.O. box there.
All right, guys, there you go. P.O. box, so fresh.
When you find yours, we can post yours too.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Cool.
Okay, so any other chats here that we missed?
Yep, this one.
Okay, Justin Bieber got called out for grape by someone with no PFP, no bio on Twitter, and everyone attacked him. He had to provide receipts of the hotel he was at, which debunked a Twitter user's lie. Maybe social media ID is needed. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
I remember that. Then we got Black Texas, $20. Watching you guys like crazy. Thanks for being role models for future generations. Also, when will y'all come to Texas? We will be out there eventually. Don't worry. We will definitely come out to Texas. I used to live in Texas for several years, guys. Texas,
we need to go to Texas, Atlanta, and Toronto, Canada.
Yes.
Has that been in Atlanta?
No, we've never been.
We haven't been in Atlanta yet.
It's funny though. We got like a lot of people.
Home of the organic booties.
Speaking of which, I got some questions about Atlanta. So, but guys, real quick, commercial break here. Today's episode is brought to you guys by Identity IQ. Shout out to them over there at Identity IQ, guys. You guys click the link below. Go ahead and get your credit checked and monitored, because reality is this, guys. If you want to start business ventureships where you're getting into real estate, starting a business, whatever it is, entrepreneurship, you're going to need credit to some degree, because you're going to want to be able to leverage someone else's money to make yourself money.
Yep. Facts. And look, think about this, right? Even the car you want, bro, you need credit. Think about this. You want a car, you want a house. You don't have the money right now. You can't pay for it in cash. So you need to have good credit. Very important. Even our Range Rover, we bought with credit. Our properties, we bought with credit. And I was working a regular job, $15 an hour. How did I afford a property like that? Credit. Very important.
Yeah, guys. And what this what IDIQ basically lets you do, man, is you monitor your credit with the three biggest credit monitoring bureaus, TransUnion, Equifax, and
Experian.
Make sure that you don't get any people, especially today's day and age with people stealing IDs on the dark web and everything else like that. You'll get notified. You'll be able to monitor your credit.
I got mine stolen. Someone at Best Buy charged like $5,000 on my card.
Yep.
Luckily, they were able to hit me up and say, hey, this is going on my card. And I canceled it right away.
Especially for you guys that are out here buying crypto on these questionable websites. You know what I'm saying? This is going to be very important for you, man, because, you know, that's one of the dark sides about cryptocurrency, guys. And also, if anything else happens, you know, if you do a credit check or whatever else like that, you'll be able to monitor your credit score, with all three, see where you stand, and focus on getting your credit up, guys, because at the end of the day, if you want to be able to get assets, real assets, you're going to need credit to some degree, man, to be able to get a loan.
Money Monday lesson.
Money Monday lesson, guys. If you're anywhere in the West, credit matters, man. And so for
1 week.
Get it in for 1 week for $1, guys. Go ahead. All you need is your email. Sign up. $1. Check your credit. Cancel anytime. I mean,
guys, if you don't know your score, you can't improve it.
Yeah.
It's very important.
This is a no-brainer, guys. If you seriously are serious about making money, you need good credit, period, because you might not necessarily have the capital or the cash on hand to purchase assets. So, yeah, man. With that said, go ahead, click the link below, sign up, get in there, use our link, and any other super chats, Chris?
Before we more.
Okay. I got questions on Atlanta.
Yeah, for real.
We got Brisk Clown.
Shout out to you, man.
Thank you.
$80.
Finding a woman to bring value to a man like Ace's wife is damn near possible.
It's tough, bro.
It's tough out here, man.
It's tough out here, my friend. And that's $80 super chat. Thank you so much, Brisk. I thought it was $50 because it was purple. Sorry, I'm blind here.
Dash Token OG, $20. Adam Ali, I produce a very useful piece of restaurant equipment that I think you'll enjoy. How do I get in touch with you or even restaurants you know? Thank you.
Just hit me up on social media. I'll look out for your Dash Token. So remember that.
Adam won't lose. That's his Instagram.
Yeah, DM me.
Yep.
There you go.
Ricardo Vasquez, $10. Men must work on their minds, physical, and finances. These three keys will unlock happiness. It says our will, but I think it means will unlock happiness.
And confidence too, man.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. And then finally,
Daryl Blake.
Yo, you guys are absolutely right that most of us guys are coddled over here. I admit I am a pussy and need to do better. Hey, man, yeah, bro, at least you acknowledge it.
Proceeds to send you $30.
Yeah.
Wow, they love you guys, man.
Dude, yeah, thank you. I would go to my job, right? I would see kids that are like, their parents are paying for all their bills. They're only working to pay for the car. I'm like, bro, you should be working to invest in yourself. They'd be like, oh, no, my parents are going to take care of me. I'm fine. I'm like, dude, what kind of mindset is that? Come to find out, they're still working at the same job, doing the same thing, making the same hourly rate. Whether not, I know we're here. It's not like, my thing is, look, if you're here in the U.S., like, at least understand, look, you can stay where you're at. That's fine. But you have the opportunity to be even more than you want to be. So I don't know, man. It's just weird to me.
So, Adam, so you lived in Toronto for a while, grew up there,
yeah.
And now you're in Atlanta. Can you tell us what it's like being in Atlanta?
Atlanta's the culture, man.
You like it?
I like it. Yeah. I think shout out to Atlanta. It's been dope. It's the culture. Like, they really show up. They have a lot of fun. I don't know what else to say. Like, it's been positive. I've never had any bad food over there. Like,
oh, really?
Good. Better than Toronto. It's just two different places. Mm-hmm. Really, two different places. The reason why I pretty much moved out of Canada is the market is small. You know, I was talking about this today. It's like, let's say I work with Home Depot in Canada. It's nothing compared to working at Home Depot in the U.S.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
Their market over here is just much more bigger. They're paying you a lot more. I just felt like, you know, the ceiling.
Less was taxes too, right?
Yeah.
You guys get killed with taxes in Canada, man. Mm-hmm, I've heard so many content creators in Canada say, I need to get the hell out of here.
Damn.
Complaining about how the taxes are high. It's not conducive. So just similar to what you were saying, like, the market isn't there. Not as much capitalistic opportunities. So I guess, and you don't have to talk about it if you don't want to, but, what are the give us the top three positives for being in the U.S. over Canada and then the negatives?
Traffic.
The positive thing about Canada is I feel like humility still is very present.
People are nicer. Yeah. That's a fact.
They're
much nicer, eh?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Like 50 Cent says, you know, America got a thing for this gangsta thing, you know, like this gangsta shit. Mm. What else? I guess you could talk about the healthcare in Canada.
Ah, okay.
I mean, we still pay for it, something, you know, in the back end of stuff. But here, like, you gotta cough it up in the front. And but you know, the healthcare here is great too. What else is a downside? The weather over there is trash.
Yo, yeah.
Yo, it's cold as hell out there,
and,
bro.
A lot of Americans look at Canada and think, man, do people even live there? They think we live in igloos and, like, they don't even consider us.
Yo, there's a lot of unincorporated land in Canada, bro. Like, there's a lot. Like, Canada's a big country, guys.
Big.
Yo, funny story. I was supposed to be training to become a pastor in Windsor in Canada.
Stupid.
In December when it's freezing cold. And I was like, yo, mom, should I go there or America? She's like, well, son, if you want to deal with snow, go to Canada. If you want to go to Miami, I was like, nah, fuck that. I'm going to Miami.
You know, one thing I've learned being in the U.S. is that I now understand why Americans don't leave. There's just so much pockets of places to go.
Yeah.
Like Florida has all these little places.
Orlando, Florida, Miami.
So much. Then you go to Texas. You can be in New York, New Orleans, you know, Cali, like that whole strip there. Like there's just so
there's
many
a lot of Americans that don't have passports, bro.
Yeah, I get it now. At first I was like, there's some ignorant plan, right? Yeah, it's the clown. Like these people don't know shit because they're not leaving, but I understand why. There's just so much going on here.
There's a lot to do here. I mean, it's kind of sucks because we got a lot of fat girls, but hey, you know, it is what it is. That's why I stay in Miami. I don't leave.
Oh Lord.
Yeah, you know I'm saying, like, you stay here, it's like, you know, at least it, like, because I'll say, like, Miami's like a how do I say this, it's the United States but not really.
It's like a melting pot,
yeah,
of Caribbean, Russian, you know, Hispanic. It's everything in one.
I ain't gonna lie though, when I leave Miami, I go to other places. I look around, I'm like what the hell is this, like,
bro? We were in DC. We were like, yo, what are we doing here? Let's get the hell out of here. Back to Miami, man.
So. Yo, those girls were haggard. I was like, God damn, you left the house looking like that? Shit, you had one job.
Okay, super chats.
All right, legendary Jay. I live 20 minutes from Toronto, but the whole greater Toronto area is the same. Toronto held the world record for longest indoor dining closures. We finally opened indoor dining last Friday, yet our beer bug numbers were so low.
Wow. Yeah.
It is what
that's
it is,
crazy,
man.
Bro.
Yeah, you guys, I think, were the last like major city to finally open up in the world, bro. The Savvy BG show. Hey, shout out to you, another fellow Canadian. May I ask, Adam, how can I live in the U.S. for more than 6 months as a content creator? What visa you may be on?
Oh, wow.
Well, America allows Canadians to be here for 6 months. You just got to go back.
Yeah, yeah. Visa waiver country.
Yeah, so you do have 6 months to be here.
That's why she left me. No, I'm just kidding. No, I knew that.
Yeah. Canada's a visa waiver country, guys. So you can come in. But I think he means like probably more long-term to stay here.
Yeah.
He probably wants to
You're
going
to have to be signed to some sort of agency where they eventually give you an O visa or something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And that ain't easy. An O visa is tough.
Yeah.
That's like an entertainment visa. Mm-hmm. Yadman. Canadian, $13.99. Shout out to Canada, man.
Shout out to all the waste men.
So those were the three waste negatives, man. I guess, about Canada. What are the three negatives of the U.S.?
Negatives?
Yeah, the three things that suck about being
traffic.
In the U.S.
Traffic. Sorry, I'm a little bit sick.
It's the most common things we see, which is like it's kind of in disbelief when you start still see like racism, like are we still dealing with this shit, like,
yeah,
you know, grow up, like,
yeah.
You know, like what the grow up, because nobody chose their skin color, like, what I mean, like eventually originally we're all from Africa,
yeah, mm-hmm.
The sun based off where you went change your skin tone, like just relax, like it's actually not that deep, but it's crazy to me.
So the racism kind of throws you off.
Throws you off.
Okay.
It could be blatant too. I've never experienced it yet here in the U.S. But like clearly,
that is a complaint I've heard from a lot of foreign people though. That I wouldn't even consider Canada, but like the people that come here, like, wow, you guys still have like pronounced racism here. Like,
what about dating in Canada versus the U.S.? You would say,
you know, I feel like because Canada is nicer, we got nicer people. It's easier to potentially find a partner there. Whereas here,
the girls.
She belongs to the streets.
Fuck.
I did not say that.
That was me. Me, guys.
But I do feel like the ladies here need to really do the most to find a high value man, a high quality man, because there's only a small few of them, mm-hmm. you know, so it's tough for females here, and they'll do whatever they need to, whether that's being scandalous, whether that's, you know, only messing with dudes who got money.
Mm-hmm. It's especially here in Miami.
Yeah.
They'd be on that. He knows, on that man. Time. Yeah.
He knows what's up. Okay.
I don't know what else about the US. I just feel like, there's so much bread to be made here. Like there's certain things we need to stop focusing on. Yeah. Like this gangster shit and like glorifying that shit. Like just way too much real money to be made out here, man. Shit. But I still feel like we're stuck in our old ways of HUDs, and like these projects are getting broken down every other day. Like we don't own these blocks.
Gentrification.
We really don't hold the blocks.
It's happening in Wynwood right now. Gentrification.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I project in the next 5 to 10 years, Wynwood is going to be
the new South Beach.
It's going to be the new South Beach.
Literally.
Yep. They're already like knocking down buildings and building over it and everything else like that. If you get a piece of property in Wynwood right now, guys,
sheesh,
you're doing good. Anything else? Chris? All right.
No, we're good.
Okay, cool. Okay, so, you got it?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So I kind of want to go through some lightning questions here. Sure. You can say yes or no to these, right?
Okay.
So do you prefer booty or ass?
Booty or ass? What is the difference?
I'm sorry, boobs. I thought you were it. My bad.
I think you meant to say, are you an ass or tit man?
I would still say booty over ass, but...
Okay. Canada or U.S.?
Oh, come on. That's a tricky one, man.
I know.
I'm Canada.
Canada? Okay. Next question. So, if you had to choose between... I don't want to be too critical here, but like... Okay. So, a girl, right, that wants you for you, but holds out every now and then in terms of like she's not gonna give you her all, versus a girl give you her all, mm-hmm. but at the same time, like she's for the streets. Who would you choose?
I'm actually over people who one day are treating you warm, the next minute they're cold. Fuck them all. Both. I don't want none of them.
Okay.
I'm done with these type of people. I just want consistency. Mm-hmm. That's just where I'm at right now. I'm done with these like hot and cold type of people, man. I'm over it.
So, what do you think has people coming online to express, private / relationship situations? What do you think has people coming out and talking about that? Because I've noticed there's been an explosion on social media mm-hmm. in the past few months, especially on, whether it's the male coming and talking about it or the female coming and talking about it, about private relationship things. Yesterday, I was on YouTube and I saw like there's videos all over the place of like this Redskins player, mm-hmm. right? That allegedly he told this girl, hey, send me back $20,000 for gifts. What was it? What's his name? Dwayne something? Dwayne Haskins? There we go. Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah.
Thank you, Trey. And she put him on blast on Instagram. And she put like she showed the text message, the conversation of him saying, pay me back the money, whatever. Mind you, this man is married. And like I've noticed that there's just a culture of
that's crazy
putting each other on blast and everything like that. Mm-hmm. So what's your take on that, Adam?
I'll mention it from various angles. Obviously, there might be a side of wanting validation from people, clout chasing. I don't know.
Facts.
Right?
Facts.
But like in my situation, I can only speak about my situation because I had to come online and essentially defend myself, is that I've had sit downs with certain people in real life, communicating with them, and nothing is registering to this person. Like it's going over their
head. No, it's going feels like me every night.
It's going right over their head. And they will take this conversation, bring it online. And you have no choice but to stoop to their level because they need an audience. They need an audience for the message to be conveyed. Like naturally I don't want to go online and talk about real private issues,
of course,
but like if this person is so used to having an audience, you have to stoop down and go to them at that level.
Facts.
Because right. Now when people are having input on it, now they start to feel it, and but you could have avoided all of this when we had real sit downs.
Yep.
On the phone behind the
on
scenes.
The phone behind the scenes.
Yeah,
right. I had to stoop down to your level and essentially, bring
get on the internet,
talk shit, like talk real shit. I mean, give you that work.
Yeah, you got to give them that.
So I have a question. How would you protect yourself as like a, I would say a celebrity or influencer from getting like exposed?
Because
that's to me, like if you're in a position, you're a target now.
We're in a scary world where people believe these people too when they say it. That's the scary part is like, They're going to believe this idiot that's claiming these things about you, every single time.
Yep.
How do you protect yourself from getting exposed?
Yeah, like basically saying from like being the target of, or well, not necessarily being the target, but like, I guess mitigating the risk that comes with, being an influencer, being a public figure from people trying to attack or smear your name.
I feel like
Tristan Store.
Your character needs to back it up. Like if you move a certain type of way, mm-hmm. man, like when some shit happens to you, you can't be surprised that like when people are reacting that way. If you've been boastful, egotistical, causing problem, causing drama, like it's just the nature. The way you carry yourself is how people are going to, you know, take these information
allegations
that are coming at you. One, so move accordingly,
intelligently. Yep.
Yeah. And I mean, there's no real way. I mean, if you have to get legal, get legal. But
yeah,
it's just how do you, like I don't know how you stop that. Like, if someone's gonna come out there to smear you.
See, for me now, bro. Like, what I do, I don't really send too many DMs. I'd be like, yo, FaceTime me. That way, like, yo, there's no track record if you try to pull some crazy shit, like, or not. FaceTime.
I love that new Instagram feature when you block someone. It gives you that option to also block every account.
That they make.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, it lets you do
so
that.
So you can block an account, and it says block all following accounts created by this user.
Yeah, and future accounts.
Yes, future accounts.
Oh, also, like, any account that's, like, linked to that account.
Yes. So let's say they make, like, a dummy account. That's blocked, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lit.
So let's say that person's verified, and they message you from a dummy account. Mm-hmm. Both accounts, they can't message you again.
Oh, that's lit. That's lit. Yeah. Because, people be saying some stupid stuff on the internet, bro. It's like,
bro, I'm like, yo, dude, I'm not going to respond to this person. Just
that's what I'm saying. Like, I do feel like ID needs to come out for everybody. Everyone got to show their ID. If you want to be on this realm, this social media world that people are clearly enjoying, you got to do it in the real world. And if all your the social media world is dangerous because it's providing the same emotions in the 3D dimensional world, right? Like the 3D world, you know, validation, happiness,
sadness,
motivation. This is another world. People have
validation for real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of guys are paying the price for it now.
What do you mean by that? The guys,
we talk about all the time on the podcast, how like what's basically happened is with the emergence of social media and online dating in general.
Yeah.
It's pretty much made the regular man invisible to a lot of women.
Remember, girls are going to choose the top percent of guys that are Instagram living lifestyle versus guys that are, you know, regular guys just working out.
It's led to a lot of women having an overinflated sense of ego and self-worth as to what they really bring to the table. And a lot of them think they're entitled to a top shelf man, even though they're a lower tier woman.
And the grass is greener on the other side because we're getting hit up by these guys, but all they want is sex. So
And we talk about it on the show all the time. It's crazy because like people say, Myron, but not all girls are like that. And I'm like, okay. Interview hundreds of girls. Hey, what kind of guy do you want? 6 feet, $100,000 a year. 6 feet, $100,000 a year. 6 feet, $250,000. 6 feet, a millionaire.
A million a year.
Multimillionaire. Oh, $1 million? That's not that much. And it's just
seven
like
seven figures.
Bruh. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, wrong sound effect. So yeah, it's like, okay, whatever. You know? So that's what happened.
Adam, I got a question for you, bro. What is one piece of advice you can get to somebody starting YouTube and then how to make it in life?
I think you asked me this. Didn't we say give it a year?
Well, no. In terms of like, okay, for example, if they want to be successful, either at business, YouTube, at life, what would you tell them?
I think everything boils down to your intention. Like, is the first step based off of ego, like the fame, the popularity, or do you actually want to provide value to people? I feel like if your goal is to, you know, everybody wants to belong. Everybody wants to be heard. And I feel like if you want to share your story and it's an outlet for you to express and you can make a difference in people's lives, then go through it through social media, YouTube, whatever, especially if it's therapeutic for you. A lot, you know, music, all these stuff are usually therapeutic for people just to express. But think about value. Think about your intention and try to have fun. Because it's so easy for it not to become fun, especially when it turns into a business.
For sure.
And, you know, one thing about social media, too, is, you know, it starts off as a community interacting, which I love that you guys interact with your viewers. But usually it's so easy to get tunnel vision and now just become get on the grind and not have a pulse of what's going on. And you start losing the sense of community,
of course,
which is why essentially we're here. Keep a pulse on the community and build that rapport with your audience.
Yeah.
And then just in life, life is like, you know, we talked about it. I think it's all about just constantly reinventing yourself. Eventually, as humans, no matter how much money you make, eventually you're going to want to pivot. You want to try new things. And yeah, just constantly look for voids to fill. You know, one of the greatest analogy I've ever heard is that, you know, life is about feeling various emotions. You know, if let's assume we were about to fly into an island, mm-hmm. you wouldn't just take a comedy. You wouldn't just take, let's say, a Thriller DVD. If we're going to move into an island and never come out, you wouldn't just take Thriller DVDs. It would probably make more sense to take a variety of emotional video. Movies.
Everything except for rom-coms.
You know, just to experience, because things are going to get boring after 100 Thriller movies. So
of course.
Life is about experiencing different emotions and embracing it. And
yeah, don't put yourself inside of a box.
Yeah, don't put yourself in the box. Feel different experiences, emotions. Just try to be selfless, provide value.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, basically be open-minded to new ideas and never forget, like, okay, at this point, I made a change for the better.
Yeah, you know, it's about having rich experiences and not necessarily monetary, just like rich experiences. So that way life is just has that zest that, you know, it just feels great. Like I was excited to come here. This was another experience. How, you know, just creating as many rich experiences, like popping up, going to my son's baseball game. Like that's a rich experience.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, it's so easy for life to get dull by just sitting down, just watching, flicking the channel, going to the same bar. Just focus on creating rich experiences. And I think, you know, you'll have a success. That's a great way to live a successful life, I would say.
Boom. I like it.
All right. So guys, with that said, Adam, what you got anything for the people? Where can the people find you?
Where can they find you?
Yeah, you can find me across social media under Adam Won't Lose. On YouTube is Everyday Hustle. I take people behind the scenes and try to educate, provide value through my business ventures that I got going on. YouTube.com/Everyday Hustle.
You got anything you want to tell the people?
Any last comments? Any last message to the people?
Turn the floor over to you, my friend.
Last message to the people. I got so much messages. You know, no one cares. Like, work harder. No one really truly cares. Like, that you sucks. Know, you may have the best excuse, but like everybody got issues. Everybody's trying to figure it out. Everybody's trying to connect the dots. Step up and then others will align. You got to do the work. You know, God help those who help themselves. I truly believe, you know, and just show up. Like, you deserve it. Just work on being the better you, and that only happens through quiet time, alone time. You got it. There's gonna be I went through my journey of just finding myself, and just and that didn't come by popping bottles, showing up at parties. Like, you got to do some real work, real soul searching, and it's scary, it's lonely, it feels like some weirdo shit, but like, you got to do the work to find yourself so you know yourself. That way people can't try you know, when you know yourself for real, like when someone tells you something, it's just like a laughing moment. What you talking about? Like, I know who I am. Like, I did the work.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So
that's very important, man. Have time for yourself to know who you really are.
Because it's scary. It's scary to be alone. It's boring.
It is.
But to just stay still and just do some work and like I was talking to someone, like, most of the time, if I'm about to make a pivotal decision, I already know my decision. If I'm coming to counsel with people, I already know my decision. I'm not coming here for you guys to tell me what I'm going to do. I'm here to tell you what I'm going to do. You can have some input on it, but I'm not here for you guys to tell me what I'm going to do. Like, I've already did the work. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I think people need to really value some self-time and do the work. It's scary, but like,
that's powerful.
You can't be running away. You're running away from yourself.
It's very true.
Yeah, with drugs, alcohol, parties. It's all a distraction. But you're running from the problem based on yourself. Powerful.
Yeah. I mean, I say it, man, all the time. You do the work when no one's looking so that when the people finally do look, you don't got to say anything.
We outside.
That's the truth. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. You know, numbers, men lie, women lie, but numbers don't. So if you put in the work, when no one's looking, when people are looking, you don't got to say shit. So that's facts. What it's about, guys. Yeah. So anyway, with that said, guys, we'll catch you here later tonight. Guys, IDIQ, can we bring that up real quick?
Guys, this is our official sponsor for the show.
Yeah.
Real talk, credit is very important, guys. You have to understand this, bro. We will not be here without credit. The whole studio was bought on credit. Our life is built on credit. And guess what? We're also debt free.
Yep.
So that goes to show credit can be used properly and with the right monitoring services. I'm telling you right now, it could change your whole life. So
yeah, guys. So use it. Also, you get $1 million
policy.
Of a policy where like they'll help cover you up to that much if you get like your identity stolen, whatever.
Yep.
Which in today's day and age, guys, with the dark web and everybody stealing everybody's identity and everything else like that, trying to hack in people's emails and stuff.
The scammers are out here. God damn.
So yeah, Miami. Man, go ahead. Click the link below, guys. It's only $1 to get in and do the trial. And yeah, man, take control of your finances, guys, because like some of you guys are out here with OnlyFans subscriptions. You guys need to take that money and get into that and get your credit monitored. If it's a 700 or 600, whatever, get it up to like a 760, a 770. Get up to excellent good credit, guys, so you can get approved for things with low rates and be able to get assets in real estate property. Guys, I'm literally about to close my fifth real estate property for the year, and it's only July. Yep. I'm going to teach you guys how I was able to leverage it on the next Money Monday because we had Adam in the house today. But I'll talk about all my real estate deals, guys. And I did it. A big part was by having a very high credit score at around 800 to be able to get good rates, get good loans, and be able to leverage to get into these properties and, you know, use them as investment properties. So with that said, guys, all of Adam's links are below. Any last words, Adam?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you guys so much for sharing this space, allowing me
Thanks for coming on, man.
For sure. I know you guys been telling me to come, so thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, like, you know, as much as hate you might get, these conversations that are essential, you know, like people like Kevin Samuel, you know, they get a lot of hate so many other people. And you guys are probably bundling that. But these conversations need to occur because it's about these little small light bulb moments that people are going to run with. They're not going to, you know, obviously shock value stuff, you're going to get judged for that. But there's the small stuff that people are going to find, which is critical.
And hopefully they find on these money episodes, man.
Yeah, this is a good show, man.
Yeah, that's a great show.
Shout out to you, Adam.
Adam, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for coming, bro.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and guys, we will catch you here at 10 p.m. for the late night show. We got some lovely ladies coming in. And yeah, peace.
Peace.